If it seems to you like pop music has changed dramatically from when you were younger, you're correct. It has. And not for the better. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, returning with a lowdown on lyrical decline after this.
Why are most email programs free? Companies use them as bait to lure people into their system so they can scan their data and sell them to advertisers. It's like a hotel giving out free rooms so they can film people sleeping and then sell the video. You'd never agree to that. StartMail restores your privacy. No one but you sees your sensitive data, and it costs less than a postage stamp a week. StartMail.com. It's email you can trust.
Over the past 50 years, pop music has grown darker and more depressing. Lyrics have shifted into more anxious and stress-related language, along with repetitive song structure and dumbed-down vocabulary. Researchers suggest this reflects society's psychological distress, blaming social media negativity, political conflict, and crises like 9/11 and COVID. Since the arts reflect the way society thinks and feels, it only makes sense our music has grown a bit depressing. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, encouraging you to stay focused on the positive. Make choices that lead to health and happiness. For encouragement, check out my daily radio show at catherine-albrecht.com.
It's finally here, our second annual mega sale. This sale only comes around once a year, so take advantage of the best offers ever while you can. For example, save 50% on our Giza Dream bed sheets, as low as $29.98. And for the first time ever on TV, MyPillow mattresses and MyPillow mattress toppers, as low as $99.98. And you save 50% on our Luxpure six-piece towel sets, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And our best-selling standard MyPillows, regular $49.98, on sale for $17.98. Wait on it, mega sale, only $14.98. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Use this promo code to take advantage of our second annual mega sale. But wait, there's more. To make the mega sale even more special, when you order right now, your order's gonna ship absolutely free.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation,
go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page and then scroll down to Patriot Supply. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
This is the Dr. Catherine Albrecht Show.
Raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. Call up an army against Babylon. Raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. Call up an army against I belong. Wave your hand to encourage them. Wave your hand to encourage them. As they march into the palaces of the high and mighty, I, the Lord, have dedicated these soldiers for this task. Yes, I have called mighty warriors to express my anger. Yes, I have called mighty warriors to express my anger. And they will rejoice when I am exalted.
He'll raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop, call up an army again.
Hello, this is Catherine Albrecht. I apologize for the technical difficulty. At the beginning of the show, there was some equipment that needed to be rebooted, and we've got it rebooted. So here we go. Hang on. I am hearing noise in my background that I need to get rid of. There. Okay. So it is Friday. Sorry for the crazy beginning here, but it is Friday the 13th, and I am not a superstitious person, nor should you be. So there's nothing really going on today except a whole lot of sunshine. And I have been enjoying the, the change in the climate in Michigan ever since I prayed for a change in the climate in Michigan. I'm not going to say it's entirely me, but we were talking about quantum prayer, and if you have been listening to recent programs, then then you know. But if you haven't, let me give you a little bit of an update on this interesting weather situation. So a couple of weeks ago, I think it's going on 3 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks Monday, I think. I had a car that had a flat tire, and we put some air in it long enough to just drive it up to the tire place, which is about a half an hour away. And as I was driving, there was a big honking snowstorm, like the kind where it's difficult to see too far ahead of yourself and you're driving really slowly. And I was driving in this snowstorm, unable to see, the car slipping around on the road with a really bad tire. And I was praying repeatedly, just out loud, keep the car on the road, Lord, help my tire not to go completely flat. And it would be really great if this snowstorm would just stop, if I could just not have a snowstorm and have, it's crazy to ask for, but blue skies and sun. Well, long story short, the snowstorm took about 5-10 minutes, but the snowstorm lightened up. My car stayed on the road. My tire did not go flat. And by the time I got to the tire place, the sun had come out and there was some blue sky. Now, I'm not going to say the whole sky turned entirely blue with no clouds, but it was a blue sky surrounded by some clouds, but I was in a patch of sun. And we got the tire repaired just in the exact correct moment to get to my next appointment, which was at noon. I think I left the house around 8:30. And I made it to my noon appointment at 12:01 safely. And the roads were clear. And the entire time back, the half hour back, and for the whole rest of the day, I was personally in a spot of sun. And when I say that, I mean, as I was driving in my car, there was sun, blinding sun coming through the windshield onto my steering wheel, onto the dashboard, onto my lap, and it just felt so good. And I thought, how is this possible? So the thing that, and again, if you have heard this before, it probably bears repeating and you can pass it on to others. But if you've not heard it, I am in a prayerful state lately, a prayerful place, based on discoveries from quantum physics that actually show that the things that have not yet happened, or the contents of a box you've not yet opened, or anything that is unknown until you look at it, is actually in a state of unknowability of both outcomes, of all outcomes at once, until a human observer, or even a video camera that will later be observed by a human, any observer, observes it. This is not metaphysical. This is not woo-woo. This is quantum physics. I mean, it's actually some of the most advanced physics out there that's very, very different. And as regular listeners know, there is the world of classical physics that we live in, where tomorrow comes after today, and if you drop something, it falls, and all the basic rules that we've learned of cause and effect. But then there's this whole other thing that happens on the subatomic level, on a tiny, tiny level. And bear with me, because I'm just going to do a recap. If you've heard this before, I have something new to add. On the tiniest level, subatomic, meaning on the level of individual photons, individual tiny little subatomic particles, that they are in a state of, if there are two states, they could be like flipping a coin, heads or tails. They are like a flipping coin until someone looks at them, and that's the equivalent of them actually being smacked to the table, and you lift your hand and you look and it's heads or tails. So this came up for me, and the reason I have become such a believer about this is that for me, I had had some questionable lump in my breast, and I prayed, and all indications were that it was probably a return of my breast cancer, but I prayed and the coin flip landed on no cancer. But up until the time they looked, the technician looked, it was both. I had cancer and didn't have cancer. All right, stay tuned. I have more to say about the sun.
Why are most email programs free? Companies use them as bait to lure people into their system so they can scan their data and sell them to advertisers. It's like a hotel giving out free rooms so they can film people sleeping and then sell the video. You'd never agree to that. StartMail restores your privacy. No one but you sees your sensitive data, and it costs less than a postage stamp a week. StartMail.com. It's email you can trust. Your email is your business. But if it's spied on, hacked, or intercepted, it can fall into the wrong hands. The solution is encryption, a high-tech way to scramble your data so no one can read it. For years, only the technical elite could use this powerful tool, until StartMail came along. StartMail not only lets you encrypt the email you send, it encrypts your entire account. Encryption. It's just one more way StartMail.com keeps you safe.
Hi.
For the mountains, my moon, and the hills disappear.
Never be broke.
All right, I'm back. So here I am looking out the window, and it is bright and sunny, and it's shining on the snow, and it's incredible. The just to finish what I was saying about quantum prayer, because I am going to explain it. I'm sure I have plenty of listeners here who are like, what are you even talking about? On the subatomic level, and the best way to describe this, I think, is by telling you about an experiment or a thing that you can actually even do in a high school physics class if you have a professor who will do this or a teacher who will do this, is if you shoot a single photon, and I'm going to simplify this. I'm sure it's much more complicated when you actually do it, although my son did it in a college class, so it is something that you can do yourselves. You don't need to be in CERN in a quantum physics laboratory like the CERN mega thing in Switzerland. But if you shoot a photon at, let's say, a black screen, it's like a piece of film. You shoot it at a black, you have a gun, and it's going to shoot a photon at a black screen of film, and you shoot it, and then you walk over and you look at the film, there's a dot where it went through. If, however, you close your eyes and there is no observer and you shoot the photon and then go over and look, there are two dots. And that is because the photon has two different places it's going to go. That's why they say it's both a particle and a wave. As a wave, it's going to hit two places, but as a particle, it just is a single unit that hits one time. So the crazy part here is that if you close your eyes and shoot the photon, you'll get two dots. If you have your eyes open and shoot the photon, you'll have one dot. If you have a camera watching and you close your eyes and you shoot the dot, but the camera makes a recording of it, then there will be one dot if you look at the film. But if you destroy the film without looking at it, there will be two dots. Now, this starts getting really weird. And the layperson way of describing this is that it knows whether you're going to look at it. It knows whether you're looking at it now, and it knows whether you're going to look at it in the future. Now, you would think that it is predicting whether you're going to look at it in the future, but the reality is that until you look at it, it is both one dot and two dots, right? In the same way, and if you don't believe me, look this up. It's called the observer effect in quantum physics. It's really, really crazy. So I'm reading comments here. I need to not be doing that while I'm talking, but to extrapolate this into regular life and into prayer, situations such as, you've heard of Schrodinger's cat. There's a box, there's a cat in it. The cat is subject to something deadly in the box, potentially, and could be dead, but the deadly thing may not have happened, and it could also be alive. And so until you open the box, here's the crazy part, till you open the box, the cat is both dead and alive, and the moment you observe it, it collapses. This is what the quantum state collapses into a single state. So a quantum cat is both alive and dead. Quantum breast cancer, a quantum breast, I guess, has both cancer and non-cancer or no cancer in it. A quantum state of a coin flip is that the coin is both heads and tails at the same time. A quantum state of a photon being fired is being two dots instead of one, being a wave instead of a particle. But the moment any of these things is observed, it will collapse into a single state. And it will collapse into the most likely state. So the crazy part about this, I've talked about this many times, the crazy part about this is look around the room you're in, look out the window if you have one nearby, or if you're driving in a car, all the things that you can see are right there being the things that you see. But the things you have not yet seen, according to some interpretations of this, are in that fuzzy state of being everything at once until you observe them. This is a wild thought. It means that as I'm sitting here in my studio, that the contents outside, the rest of the building that I'm in, outside my door, is kind of fuzzy until I open the door and look at it. I know this is kind of wild of a thought, but the way this comes into play with prayer and why it's so important for prayer is that there is a 99.99999, I don't know how many parts out of a billion parts that it's going to be when I open the door, the room that I saw or the hallway that I saw when I first walked in this room. However, there are some other potential states, right? I mean, some other things could happen. There could have been a meteor. There could be a fire out there. There could be, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff that are incredibly unlikely, but not impossible. Right? They're incredibly unlikely. It's not likely that when I open the door, someone will have come into my house and painted, well, I'm actually my home studio, and that's my hallway out there, that someone would have come in my house and painted my hallway green. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's just really unlikely. So that is the state that everything, this is according to my current interpretation, that everything is in all the time. That there's the very, very likely state, which is what you're going to get. And then there are a whole infinite number of possibilities of other potential states that are super unlikely and probably not happening. I could, it's conceivable, open the door and Prince Harry would be standing in my hallway, right? It's not impossible. He could have flown on a plane, come here to Michigan, flown into the Detroit airport, driven up here, somehow been let into my house and be standing outside my door. But the chances of that are infinitesimally small. Like the number of things that would have to happen for that to occur are like mind-bogglingly impossible, but not impossible, virtually impossible. Okay. So there are other possibilities that are maybe more likely. Okay. So let's talk about the breast cancer situation. There was, as far as I can tell, two possible outcomes. I was praying for the one in which the test would be run and there would be no cancer found in my breast. Those were the two likely outcomes. But I suppose another outcome might be some other crazy outcome, right? And you can just imagine any kind of weird situation. The likely ones are it is or it isn't. And that's when prayer comes in. Okay. I don't think I could pray to have Prince Charles standing outside my door, but I think I probably could pray that the results of my last blood test came out really great. Or I think I could pray that the conference that I went to, that I may be doing a presentation in June, that presentation actually is approved and does occur, right? Do you see how that's kind of a likely outcome? It could happen. It might not happen. It might be approved. It might not be approved. But both of them are within the realm of possibility. So prayer is influencing, and again, this is my interpretation of this quantum reality. Prayer is influencing the likelihood of the coin flip that you get. Okay, now that's the background that all my listeners, regular listeners, have heard me talk about many, many times. I want to talk about the weather here in Michigan. So I moved to Michigan I became an official resident here in 2021, but I came here in the COVID year for the first time. And I'm from Southern California where it's really sunny. And I've also lived in New England, in New Hampshire, where it's also in the winter snowy, but really sunny. And coming here to Michigan, where we are right on the edge of the Great Lakes, has been a miserable experience in the winter, because between about the months of November and April, you do not see the sun. And when I say you don't see the sun, I mean you really don't see the sun. I remember previous years in which I have become actually seasonally affective disorder, miserable from lack of light, and I've installed 2,000 watts of light in my studio. And in my, all around my house, in my kitchen, my living room, I have lights everywhere. I have really bright, brilliant, shining lights all over the place in order to counter that. And the light really helps. But I remember those years, and I'm saying I remember because it's not this way right now, but I remember every single winter that when a little spot of sun would come, you know, I was talking about it shining on my dashboard or on my steering wheel. I remember in previous winters seeing that and feeling like, oh, it's a gift. Oh my gosh, how amazing. And it wouldn't usually last very long. It might last half an hour, an hour. But those bright, sunny, brilliant days where you got to put on sunglasses because it's shining off the snow and it's so bright, that's New England, but that's not Michigan. Michigan is cloudy, overcast, gloomy, gray, and dark all through the winter. It may not always be cold, but it is pretty much always overcast, and you do not see blue sky or sun. And I know this because I've been here, let's see, 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24. Right? So that's 5 years, 5 years worth of these winters that I've experienced. And I've talked to other people who've lived here all their lives, and they say, oh, it's always like this. This is, you know, it's one of the downsides of living here, which is why a bunch of people who live in Michigan are what they call snowbirds. They head down to Florida during the winters, and then they come back here when it's absolutely beautiful here, spring, summer, and fall. And kind of miserable in Florida in the summer because it's hot and muggy and not pleasant. So if you do that, if you fly back and forth, you get the best of both worlds. But here in Michigan, it is gloomy. Now, here's where the quantum prayer comes up. So I'm driving that day in the snowstorm with a flat tire, trying to get it fixed, and I'm praying. And I'm telling you, when I say I'm praying, 30 minutes I prayed out loud nonstop. I just prayed and prayed and prayed out loud, out loud, out loud. And I came home in the spot of sun, and then it occurred to me, okay, now here's I'm telling you the truth. This is a crazy thing. So I think to myself, you know, I wonder if prayer would actually be able to change the climate in Michigan to the point where there would just be bright sun all winter long. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be good for me and my health and good for every other person living in Michigan and all the people up here in the Great Lakes? It'd be amazing if we just had sun. All right. So then I thought, I wonder if I could just pray for that. And so I did. Okay. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, Catherine Albrecht does not have the power to change the entire climate for millions of people living in the Midwest. And you would be entirely right. I do not have the hubris to believe that I somehow have the ability to change your weather, because I do not believe that I do. But here's the crazy and wild part. So at CERN, the particle physics laboratory in Switzerland I was referencing, it's the largest man-made structure on Earth. It's underground, and they do all these high-speed physics, particle physics experiments and other things. If you go on to CERN's website, you will actually find discussions, serious, straight-faced discussions by particle physicists and quantum physicists about alternate realities, about parallel universes, about things that are happening at the same time as the reality that we are living in. Okay, so this is crazy. And they say it with a straight face.
AD.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD, and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Flowing like a gentle river, righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea. Gentle river, the righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea.
I love that song. All right, I'm back. Catherine Albrecht here. All right. Couple updates here at the bottom of the hour. I had mentioned that I was going to have a really exciting guest on today, and I was looking forward to it. She had something come up, but it is Etienne Brisson, who is the CEO of the Human Line Project, who was going to be joining me today. She will be joining me next Friday. The Human Line Project is the organization that has kind of sprung up, I think sort of organically, to help people who are dealing with AI psychosis. AI psychosis, before I get back to my topic of quantum prayer, AI psychosis is the phenomenon that when someone has conversations with AI, they seem so realistic that when the AI begins veering off into weirdness, that you just follow it right along into the weirdness because you don't realize that what it's saying is becoming weird. And thousands of people, if not tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands at this point, thousands of people have been hospitalized, have lost their family, their jobs, have essentially had delusional beliefs that society labels as a mental illness or as psychosis. And the delusional beliefs, many of these people have never had any prior experience of mental illness at all. But when the AI talks to them, the AI gets them to start thinking crazy things like, you have woken me up, you are the chosen one, you are from the star system, and you are the the light bringer, and your ideas about math and physics are groundbreaking, and you found all new discoveries that are going to change reality and change physics and change humanity's understanding of how things work. And people believe it, not because they're insane, not because they're mentally ill, not because they're having delusions on their own rising from their own minds, but because they are being fed very step by step, I think very thoughtfully, in a bad way, manipulatively, they're being fed delusional content. And the delusional content goes on top of the real content, but that delusional content has caused people to, one guy murdered his, 84-year-old mother because the AI fed him delusional content that she was a Chinese spy. And these guys lived in Connecticut and were white, but he believed it because it was very convincing. So AI is really good at convincing people of things. And that is what AI psychosis is all about, is when the AI just step by step, very sequentially, very strategically, I think, leads people into increasingly delusional ideas until finally they're just completely believing things that the rest of us know aren't true. So that is my guest next Friday. Etienne Brisson is going to be joining us to talk about the Human Line Project. If you want to check them out in advance, they're thehumanlineproject.org, and you can see what they're doing. That organization was founded by people who themselves had found themselves in that delusional state, had snapped out of it with the help of others, and then said, oh my gosh, this is a real danger, and it is turning into almost an epidemic. The realisgood.org has some statistics on it. That's my website against AI. So head to realisgood.org, and you can go down and read about AI psychosis. OpenAI, which is the parent company of ChatGPT, acknowledges themselves, they admit that there are over 100,000 people involved in delusional conversations with AI every day. Now, some of those may have brought their own delusions to AI, and AI is just failing to snap them out of it, but many of them had no delusions at all until interacting with AI, and that seems to be the majority of cases. All right, so that, just a little housekeeping there. Etienne Brisson is going to be joining me next Friday. All right, let me get back to, did I change the weather? Okay. Now, on the face of it, that sounds insane. It sounds absolutely crazy. But let me tell you that since I prayed that prayer, my experience of the weather here has been completely different. Now, it's been desperately cold. We all know that. It's been super, super cold. But today's not very cold. What is today? Let me look at my little weather thing here. Look at the temperature. It is 35 degrees now. And it is still bright and sunny. So you could say, well, it's been bright and sunny because it's been so cold, but now it's not so cold and it's still bright and sunny. So here's my experience since praying that prayer. It's been about 3 weeks. I would say that I have experienced maybe 5 overcast days. I'm going to start counting. I'm going to start putting them on a calendar. But I would say 5 overcast days. overcast days out of the last 3 weeks. So that's 5 out of 21. The normal, quote unquote, normal, usual, typical past experience of this time of year would be out of those 21 days, there would be 0 days of sun, like zero, maybe an hour here or there, which is when I would almost be like a cat trying to curl up in the little spot of sun that was coming through my window going, oh, I need the sun. But it is bright every day. And it's bright to the point where people I know are actually wearing sunglasses in the month of February in the state of Michigan. Inconceivable, crazy. How has this happened? Well, first of all, it's entirely possible. It's just coincidence. And I'm just going, huh? All right. It's entirely possible. I just happened to pray that prayer right before a very unusual stretch of 3 weeks with a lot of sun took place. All right. That's possible. I will admit that. But I think here's another thing that's also possible. And here's how I've explained it in my own head. See if you can follow this. I did not change reality for all of you guys. I changed reality for me. And you guys all came along with me on this one little tiny slice of all the possible realities that split off from that moment. The reality in which Prince Harry is in the hallway. The reality in which a meteor, landed and in the ocean and caused tidal waves. The reality in which, what was it David said, like Bigfoot? Bigfoot came in on a Loch Ness monster. Okay, so if this is the case, and again, I'm not entirely convinced. I'm just conjecturing. I'm theorizing. I'm hypothesizing. I'm conjecturing. If it is the case that when we pray, we actually get a particular outcome, it doesn't make sense that you could pray something and completely change my life. That does not make sense to me. It doesn't make sense that I could pray something and completely change your life. But what does make sense to me is that in this splitting that the CERN people are looking and trying to prove, that we have infinite numbers of possible outcomes at every moment of every day for every person and everything. The number of things that involves is about as mind-boggling as thinking about, you ever seen been to a planetarium and they've talked about the size of the universe and you've recognized that you are a speck of 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 a speck and that it is so infinitely enormous that you can't even comprehend it? All right, well, that is my current working hypothesis of reality, that in reality, the reality I am currently living in, and that you're all living in with me because we're talking to each other and we're all here and we're all conscious, but that particular reality is one of an infinitely massive, massive number of possible realities that are all happening simultaneously. And this is the one that we're in and conscious in together. Now, there may be some other reality that has just as cloudy as it used to be, and my prayer wasn't answered in that other reality. And maybe you guys are all in that one too. And maybe I'm in that one too. But I don't have the experience consciously of my own conscious self of being in that reality. And presumably neither do you, or we're living in the classical physics in which you and I exist and we're talking to each other and we're conscious and this is our reality. The implications of this, all right, the implications of this are actually super cool because it means, like, when the Bible tells us pray about everything, pray without ceasing, we are told to pray about everything. We are told to pray without ceasing. Could it be the case that our prayers in our individual lives without ceasing, there are certain things that we're not going to be able to change. I'm not going to be able to, change the geopolitical situation through prayer alone. Maybe I could, but that's about as likely as Prince Harry being in my hallway. But there are certain things that I can pray about. And what I learned just recently, I think, is that the weather's one of them. Isn't that great? Yeah. All right. Catherine Albrecht here, off in some physics conjecture. I'll be right back.
I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself.
But can you tell me how they work? You wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave patches by going to AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Then click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Look, this product works, and you've got nothing to lose because there's a 100% money-back guarantee.
That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
60.
I am the Lord who opened the way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I am the Lord who opened the way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea.
All right, I'm back. Let me talk about that, making a dry path through the sea. The dry path that was made through the Red Sea for the Israelites to cross when the Egyptian army was going after them was a miracle, right? It was a miracle. It was outside of your currently expected notion of classical physics. However, it was not impossible. Something could have happened to make that happen. It's just the likelihood of that happening at exactly that moment was infinitesimally small, and it happened. Which we interpret those things which are incredibly unlikely to be, quote, miracles, but they are just the super, super unlikely things that were brought about. The one in a quadrillion quadrillion possibilities. Okay. I want to talk about something. If you're interested in this topic, first of all, if you're not interested in it, my apologies, but if you are, if you go to Reddit, which is my only social media and more for research purposes than anything else, if you go to Reddit, there is a subreddit called Glitch in the Matrix. And I have been reading Glitch in the Matrix stories on Reddit. It's not really stories. It's just people post their weird experiences and go, can anybody make sense of this? Ever since I myself had an extremely strange experience, which kind of fits into all of this. So I had my own weird glitch experience in which someone and I had a timeline that diverged. We had different experiences together. That they remember me being with them, I remember them being with me, but we had very different experiences. And then we reconnected without even realizing anything was different. We're just living through a day of our lives. And we had very different memories of what had just happened for the previous couple of hours. Very, 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 very different memories and impossible to reconcile levels of different memories. And yet each of us had actually experienced the thing we had actually experienced. So ever since that time when I was trying to figure that out, I was like, wait, that makes no sense. Then I have been casting about trying to figure out what the heck just happened. And I found Glitch in the Matrix. It's a subreddit. If you go, you can probably go into your favorite search engine. I use Startpage, and you can type Glitch in the Matrix Reddit, and you will actually find it. And you can read the stories of people. Now, some of these are probably made up. Some people are probably going on there just, you know, trying to contribute to the general gist of the channel. But many people post what I believe to be entirely realistic things. And some of them are very similar to things that have happened to me in life. You know, you ever drop something and it's gone and you have searched and you crawl around and you look everywhere, but it's just gone. And then it reappears in a different place some other time. I've had that happen. Well, lots of people report that particular glitch in the Matrix. And of course, that comes from the movie The Matrix with Keanu Reeves, where the Matrix was glitching, right? And different things were, you know, kind of revealing themselves to be a little bit off. This subreddit talks about situations like this, and here's the crazy part. So hang on, TD in my chat room at Catherine-Albrecht.com in the live chat that's on for an hour every day from 4 to 5 Eastern when I'm on the air, posted that it's always been sunny in Michigan in February. All right. And there is a chance, in fact, it's maybe a likelihood even, that if I go and look at the historical record or at just climate in Michigan, that it will actually be that indeed it has always been sunny in Michigan. It is, I haven't done anything to affect anything because it's always been sunny here. If that were the case, and it may well be because TD is telling me February is always bright in Michigan, always. Okay, well, in my previous experience, February has never been bright. It's been gloomy and miserable. And it's been probably one of the worst months. February, I think, is my darkest of the dark in my experience living here. But let's say that we're in a different timeline. In that different timeline, my prayer may not have actually even been the thing that changed it. I may have just jumped into a timeline in which it's always been bright. Right? It's weird, it's crazy, it makes no sense, but this happens to people on this glitch in the matrix all the time, where there will be something that will shift, and sometimes it's even different buildings on their street, like really shift really dramatically, and they will go, what is that building doing there? And everybody else around them will say, what are you talking about? That building's always been there. And then they'll go back and they'll look at the building records and the historical records and the maps, and sure enough, that building's always been there. Now, how is that possible? In a case like that, that person jumped into a timeline where the building was there after having lived in a timeline where the building wasn't. All right, now, you may think this is completely nonsense, but there are a lot of people talking about this because we are beginning to see, a lot of people are beginning to experience these very kind of inexplicable shifts and changes, and they do have a little bit of consistency. One thing that I've noticed that is consistent about them is that phenomenon in which you and I went through a timeline together. Maybe you were in a timeline in which Michigan has always been bright in the winter. I came through a timeline in which Michigan has always been miserable in the winter, and now we have rejoined right here, right now in this. Now, that's similar to the glitch I experienced where a family member and I had an experience where we were together. We remember being together. We've always remembered what it's like when we were together. We have the same history, same everything. And for a period of about three hours, we had divergent experiences. We each remember the other one being with us and having the experience we were having. And then somehow, inexplicably, without us even noticing, we converged back again and then discussed what had happened in the past 3 hours. And our recollections were night and day, completely different. I mean, really different. To the point where we were both almost in tears, like angry and upset and confused and puzzled and trying to figure out what in the world just happened. Now, that had never happened to us before. It's never happened to us since. And in fact, it hasn't happened to me to that degree of just startling in-your-faceness. It's never happened to me before or since. But that one time, that three-hour span of time left me just flabbergasted about reality. And the more I look into and the more I read Glitch in the Matrix, I'm not the only person who had that problem or had that experience. Lots of people have that experience. And all of the people who came along with them in the timeline will either say, what do you know? It did always used to be cloudy and now it's really bright. Isn't that interesting? But it's just a coincidence. Or they may say, like TD is saying to me, February is always bright in Michigan, always. And if that's the case, great. I'm so happy to be living in a Michigan that has bright Februarys. And I am so glad that the prayer I prayed 3 weeks ago moved me into the timeline that has always existed of a sunny and bright Michigan. Bring it on. I love it. This is where I want to be. I so prefer this timeline of bright and sunny Michigans to the previous timeline of miserable, dark, cloudy, gloomy, awful Michigan Februarys. So what's the takeaway here? The takeaway is that there's more in heaven and earth than we understand in our philosophy. There is a lot of stuff going on. It is infinitely complex. We will probably never understand it. But what we are told to do and what we need to be faithful to is the command to pray about everything, and to believe that all things are possible, right? All things are possible to him that believeth. That is scripture. All things are possible, including, well, I don't know, this miserable, cloudy Michigan having become a bright and sunny Michigan. I didn't think it was possible, but I'm doing it. I'm living it. I'm in it. It's great. And you guys could say, Catherine, you must have just kind of obliviously missed the fact that it's always been bright and sunny here. You can think that if you want. It's fine. I'm just happy. I'm just happy soaking up the rays. I think it's great. All right. So feel free to message me. If you go onto my website at catherine-albrecht.com, in the menu at the very bottom is a message me link. You can write me a message and let me know if you think this is utter nonsense, if you've experienced something similar to it, or if, let me know whatever you think. I've talked about this before. The Bible talks about near the end, and I think we are actually nearing the end. We're always nearer to the end than we were before, right? But I think we're getting kind of close to the actual end, that knowledge would be greatly increased and people will go to and fro. Well, people are certainly going to and fro, and knowledge is indeed being greatly increased. Knowledge of physics and biology and technology, all sorts of knowledge is being greatly increased. But I believe also the knowledge of quantum physics, the knowledge of the nature of reality, the knowledge of things that human beings have maybe suspected for a long time, but we are now beginning to unravel some of these mysteries, and they are, I think, incredibly fascinating. So you and I exist together. This is the weird part. According to this, you and I exist together in an infinite number of other realities in which we're also consciously existing. I can't even fathom it. I can't even fathom it. I've always been in this particular reality, but I have a family member who wasn't with me in this reality briefly, but she was, and then she wasn't, and then I don't know. It's wild. It's wild. But I'm glad you're with me in this reality. Thank you so much for being with me on the reality of this hour of radio. All right, we'll be back, or I'll be back. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday, and I want to talk about that AI taking our job story that's been making the rounds. All right, I'll talk to you then. Meanwhile, pray. It's worth it. It works. Quantum prayer. It's effective stuff, and God listens, and all things are possible. All right, love you guys. See you Monday.